Chapter 4. Now, it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone comes down to the library for tea, but not Virginia. Mrs. Otis sends a servant upstairs to Virginia's room to tell her. A few minutes later, the servant comes back and says Virginia is not in her room. Mrs. Otis is not worried at first. Perhaps she is in the garden, she thinks to herself. Sometimes, Virginia goes out to the garden in the afternoon and picks up flowers for the dinner table. An hour later, Mrs. Otis begins to worry. It is dinner time, but Virginia is still not there. Go out and look for your sister, Mrs. Otis says to the twins. And she searches the house together with her husband, but they can't find her. At 6:30, the boys come back and say there is no sign of Virginia outside. Now they are all worried and nervous. Just then, Mr. Otis says, "A group of gypsies are camping in the park. I will go there with Washington and speak to them." Mr. Otis, Washington, and two servants arrive at the camp place in a very short time. But the gypsies are not there. Mr. Otis is afraid that the gypsies are gone with Virginia, because their campfire is still burning, and there are dirty pans and plates lying around. He tells Washington and the two men to search the area and look for the gypsies. He returns home in a hurry. Then he sends telegrams to all the police stations in the county. He asks the police inspectors to find his missing daughter. "Lucretia, I am going to the train station," he says to his wife. "You and the boys must have dinner without me. Maybe a tramp is taking Virginia to another city on a train. I am very worried." Then a groom fetches his horse, and he starts riding to the station. The groom follows him on another horse. At the train station, Mr. Otis talks to the station master. He gives a description of Virginia and asks him about her. But the station master knows nothing and cannot help Mr. Otis. Then Mr. Otis jumps on his horse again, and he rides to the village of Bexley, 6.5 kilometers away. This village is the meeting place of gypsies. There he talks to the village policeman, but he gets no information from him. He rides all over the village, but there are no gypsies around and no sign of Virginia. So, Mr. Otis and the groom start riding back to Canterville Chase. They arrive home at 11 at night. Mr. Otis feels very disappointed and very tired now. Washington and the boys are waiting for their father at the main gate with lanterns in their hands. Mr. Otis, Washington, and the twins walk to the house, and the groom walks behind them with the two horses. All the servants are standing in the hallway and waiting anxiously. Mr. Otis walks into the library. Mrs. Otis is lying on the sofa. She is not feeling well because she is very worried and frightened. Mrs. Umney, the housekeeper, is standing beside her and helping her to get better. Mr. Otis orders the servants to serve dinner to the whole family. They all sit at the table, but they can't eat. They are all very sad and worried. They can't even talk to each other. The twins are also depressed, because their sister is missing, and they love her. After dinner, Mr. Otis orders everyone to go to bed. "We all need some rest. We can't do anything more tonight," he says. "Tomorrow morning, I will send a telegram to Scotland Yard. They must send some detectives here immediately." Then they all leave the dining room and begin climbing up the stairs. Just then, the town clock strikes 12. Suddenly, they hear a loud crash in the house. A thunder shakes all the windows and the doors. They hear strange music, and a door suddenly opens with a loud noise, and Virginia comes out. Now she is standing at the top of the stairs. Her face is very pale and almost white. She has a small box in her hand. They all rush to her in surprise. Mrs. Otis takes her in her arms and hugs her. The twins jump up and down and scream with joy. But Mr. Otis is rather angry. He thinks Virginia is playing a bad trick. "Where are you, Virginia?" he asks in an angry voice. "We are all very worried. Your mother is very frightened. You must never play these jokes again." "My little darling, thank God, you are here at last. Don't leave us again," says Mrs. Otis and kisses the trembling girl. "I'm here now, and I feel great," says Virginia softly. "Finally, the ghost is dead, and he can rest peacefully now. I am so happy for him." Mr. Otis is not angry anymore. He is happy that Virginia is healthy and safe. "What is that?" he asks, pointing to the box in Virginia's hand. "Oh, it's a gift from the Canterville ghost. It is a box of jewels," she answers. Then she says, "Come with me, and I'll show you a secret place." She leads her parents through the open door at the top of the stairs. They go into a narrow and dark secret corridor. Washington takes a candle and follows them.